All right. It's time again for Mr. Zero's Psycho Jello Show. This week from London, England, the Rolling Stones.
It is the evening of the day. I sit and watch the children play. Smiling faces I can see, but not for me. I sit and watch as tears go by. My riches can't buy everything. I want to hear the children sing. All I hear is the sound of rain falling on the ground. I sit and watch as tears go by.
My sweet Lady J, when I see you again, your servant am I, and will humbly remain. Just heed this plea, my love, on bended knees, my love, I pledge myself to Lady J. My dear Lady Anne, I've done what I can. I must take my leave, for promised I am. My love, your time has come, my love, I pledge my troth to Lady J.
Thank you.
my sweet Marie. I wait at your ease. The sands have run out for your lady and me. Wedlock is nigh, my love. Her station's right, my love. Life is secure with Lady Jane.
I am Mr. Zero. This is the Psycho Jello Show on the psychedelic period of the Rolling Stones. Formed in London, England in 1962, they were on London Records with 57 charting singles, over 80 albums, and 120 singles. Opening our show, the number 6 hit from December of 1965, As Tears Go By. You just heard the number 24 hit from April of 1966, Lady Jane. The band was founded by guitarist and harmonica player Brian Jones. Born Lewis Brian Hopkins Jones on the 28th of February in 1943 in Gloucestershire, England, he passed away on the 3rd of July in 1969, ruled as death by misadventure. He is considered the founder because he is the one that named the band. While doing an interview for a local newspaper, they asked what the name of his new band was. He looked down on the floor and saw a Muddy Waters album with the song title Rolling Stone, and therefore christened the band the Rolling Stones. The band was also founded from two school chums in 1950 from Kent, England. They reunited on a train station in 1961. They would be guitarist Keith Richard, who would later put an S on his name to pronounce it Richards. He was born on the 18th of December in 1943 in Dartford, Kent, along with vocalist Mick Jagger. He was born Michael Philip Jagger on the 26th of July in 1943, also in Kent. Their longtime drummer, though not the original was Mick Avery of the Kinks, one Charlie Watts, born Charles Robert Watts on the 2nd of June in 1941, in London, England. This show is recorded at Mr. Zero's Rising Star Studios in St. Paul, Minnesota. Coming up now, dedicated to my friend Asha, Have You Seen Your Mother Baby? A number 9 hit in September of 1966.
Please.
so kind. We'll be right back.
just heard one of my favorite Rolling Stones songs from December of 1967, Citadel. And before that, the number 50 hit from August of 1967, We Love You. Rumor is, John Lennon and Paul McCartney sang background vocals on that song. Before that was Please Go Home from the US-only album Flowers from January of 1967. Their bassist, Bill Wyman, born William George Perks Jr. on the 24th of October 1936, also from London, when he was in the Stones, lied about his age for many years so he appeared to be the same age as the other members of the band. I also saw Bill Wyman solo with the Rhythm Kings on the 20th of August in 2001 in Apple Valley. I was also able to meet him after the show. I brought three things to get signed: my Satanic Majesty's Request album, my Jumpin' Jack Flash 45 single picture sleeve, and an 8-track of Bill's first album, Monkey Grip. When I handed him the items to get signed, he looked at me and said, "No Stones, no Stones, can't sign any Stones." So I handed him the Monkey Grip and he looks at me and says, "That's an 8-track." And I said, "Yeah, it is." And he goes, I said, "It can be yours if you sign my album or my 45. And he goes, "Can't do it, mate. Can't do it. No Stones." So he signed my Monkey Grip 8-track and handed it back to me. However, he did tell me a joke. It goes like this. Bus driver comes home from work and he runs through the door yelling to his wife, "I've won £5 million from lottery. I've won £5 million from lottery." She says, "You have, you have." He says, "I have. Yes, indeed, I have." He says, "Pack your bags, pack your bags." She says, "Where are we going?" He says, "Nowhere. Bugger off." There was another member considered to be the sixth Stone, keyboardist Ian Andrew Robert Stewart, born on the 18th of July 1938 in Fife, Scotland, who passed away in December of 1985. When Brian Jones was fired from the Rolling Stones the summer of 1969, he was replaced by Mick Taylor, born Michael Kevin Taylor on the 17th of January in 1949 in Welwyn, Garden City, England. Make sure you check us out on Facebook at Mr. Zero's Psycho Jello Music History Show. If you'd like to learn more about the Brian Jones years of the Rolling Stones, go to Mr. Zero's at RosevillePatch.com, and there's an article I wrote some time ago about the Rolling Stones. If you'd like to hear past episodes of the Psycho Jello Show, you can go to MrZero's.com. Under the podcast key, there are over 80 episodes to choose from. I have seen the Rolling Stones 3 times. The first time was October of 1994 in Ames, Iowa. The next time was on the 6th of September in 2005 at the Excel Center here in St. Paul, Minnesota. And the last time, courtesy of my buddy Perry, was June of 2015 in Minneapolis. Coming up now from December of 1968, sung by Keith Richards, Salt of the Earth.
Hard-working people, let's drink to the lonely of birth. Raise your glass to the good and the evil. Let's drink to the salt of the earth. Say a prayer for the common foot soldier. Spare a heart for his back-breaking work. Burn the fires and who still till the earth. When I search a faceless crowd, a swirling mass of green and black and white, they don't look real to me. In fact, they look so strange. Raise your glass to the hard-working people. Let's drink to the uncounted heads. Let's think of the wavering millions. Need leading, but you can't lose its shade. Raptors, show us the
just heard another of my favorite songs by The Stones, Monkey Man, from December of 1969. Our time has come to an end, folks. Taking us out, one of my all-time favorite songs, Stray Cat Blues Live from September of 1970. I am Mr. Zero. This was the Psycho Jello Show on the Rolling Stones. Tune in next week when you can hear me from the stars.
Mr. Zero, Mr. Zero, Mr. Zero.